start with what happened most recent. We'll talk about the Falcons game yesterday. And the drive that, well, they won. That's four games now where they've had the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands with a chance to win the game.
Yep.
They're 2-2.
Yep.
Now, again, I don't think there's going to be a lot of stories written about that drive, but
no.
they did enough. Darnell Mooney drew the pass interference.
Because it was.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. And if you read Josh Kendall's article, his interview with him after the game, pretty savvy stuff from Darnell to kind of realize the ball was going to be overthrown and bump in and do what he needed to do. They did complete a pass on first down, but then they immediately erased it with a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that yesterday.
Oh, my God.
A lot of penalties.
Dude.
Some of them questionable.
Oh, no. Question why I asked.
Yeah.
That was a crap holding call. Holding call.
Yeah, Jake Matthews
did not even whatever.
It's a very bad call.
Yes.
Could have been a touchdown.
Yes.
Made our lives a little bit less stressful at the end of that game. But there's no such thing as a non-stressful Falcons
game.
No,
there is
very
not.
Clearly what it's going to be this year. Would have thought maybe with the little green line right there and Young Weku's season or career long being 54, maybe you try to get a little extra yards and help him out.
Yeah.
But instead they just threw three deep balls and it was what it was.
And it's like, okay. Because when you're in that situation, you got to judge, you're like, how much time do I have if I want to run the football here?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you get to where it's third down. Well, okay, you don't get it. And you can't clock it.
And you can't lose yards.
You can't lose yards. I mean, I thought it was a couple of times where he could have hit Bijan. Bijan had a little swing route. Just dump it there. Let Bijan run for the sideline.
Yeah, might have dumped it a couple times.
I saw it a couple times. Yeah. But, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't apologize for winning. It was a hell of a win by the Falcons. Drummond was there. Still the same problems offensively. Can't possess the ball. They had four first downs this time.
They did. 4 of 11 is not horrible. It's not great.
Not great.
It's better than 2 of 9.
It's better than what they were. It's better than what they were. But I thought just overall, you know, getting that spark from Tyler running the football, because that was the biggest issue. And the first time, I couldn't run the football. Couldn't get anything going. He comes in, and basically what he was doing was making people make business decisions. He was just running. Yep. We call it no fair dodging. He just running into people. If you had a white jersey on, hell, if you had a red jersey, he was running into you and making ways and you know, and they still haven't got this passing game where it needs to go. But hey, you won the football game, and you still, you know, you got stuff you still got to work on and fix. And then and like Staken was saying, it's a short week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short week, and it's better to go on off a short week with a win than a loss. And you're going against a really, really good Tampa team. A really good Tampa team.
Yes. Tampa seems legit.
Who's playing, whose quarterback is confident as hell.
Yep.
And we talked about, I like Cocky Baker, man. Mm-hmm. I do. I like when he got his stuff going. He's a fun player to watch. But they were able to get stops when they needed. And then we talk about complimentary all three phases, where you get a defensive touchdown and for you get a special teams touchdown.
Had two of the phases.
Yeah, two of the phases.
The other phase didn't score a touchdown.
And so.
But they had four field goals.
Yeah, I mean.
They took the points.
That's special teams. They took the points when they needed to take the points. But they didn't do a lot. You know, as far as, again, the cohesion, the rhythm.
Yeah, let's be honest about it. They won the game. That's the most important thing. The offense is not good.
24 minutes of possession again.
This team's offense is not good.
They're not there.
They're not good. They can't sustain drives. They couldn't get the run game going yesterday. Bijan's been fantastic for the most part, but he was 7 for 28. Thank goodness for Tyler Allgeier being a battering ram, because I don't know what else they could have done offensively, because really nothing else was working. Kyle Pitts doesn't have a catch in the game, which is... I don't know. I mean, same story. I don't know what new to say about it. It's crazy that Kyle Pitts is at this point of his career and has games like he had yesterday. Only a couple targets as well. Now, he should have had a catch.
Yeah, he dropped
Had a catch.
He got elegant arms.
Yeah, he did. He didn't. Was about to get hit real hard. Yeah. He didn't seem all that interested in it.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins didn't look particularly good either.
No.
There was a lot of throws that were missed.
He missed a lot of throws yesterday.
And
he missed a lot of throws.
You know, obviously it's more fun to talk about fixing it and what needs to be better in a win and all that stuff, but like, there's four games in now, and this offense looks pretty rough.
Yeah, it does. It looks like they're searching for an identity and what they want to do. And I'm not going to say that I saw a big difference of the two injured offensive linemen, because I didn't really see it.
Biggest difference was Neusel kept getting penalties called on him.
And you're like, that wasn't no damn penalty.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
He just readjusted
the ball. Yeah, he just readjusted
the ball. Maybe he did it on purpose because they were about to not take the points.
Right.
And then he was like, "Oh, false start. We got to take the point." So that was actually sneaky shout out.
But I mean, every time they would get a positive play, it was negated by a penalty.
Yep.
It really would. Whether we think it was or it wasn't, it was. And you'll get probably sometime today, Ra get an apology from the league saying, "Oh, that wasn't a hold or anything like that. We had a bad angle." He'll get that sometime today, which sucks, but because it don't really bring that play back. But yet, you still got the win. Young Wei Koo, big time kick, and you know, it was money. Once he booted it,
they must have known, because his career long was 54.
Right,
that was 58 to win the game. Clearly, they know what his range is.
Right? Koo's a 60 guy.
Yeah, he's probably 60. Probably 60 stretches it inside and all that stuff. Maybe like a game winner with a little extra adrenaline in there and all that. Now he's added to that over the last couple of years, because I remember a couple of years ago he was 50 plus was a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very accurate, but the distance was a problem.
Right.
He's gotten much better as far as the distance goes. Still, he might have tried to help him out a little bit with one of those three plays to make it 54.
But that's always the thing is running the ball.
I don't mean running
with no time.
Quick outs.
That's what I'm saying. They were there. Why were they looking to go down the field?
I don't know.
And those
very strange play calls.
And that's what I'm saying. When you look at the time of possession, I mean, with how much time you have on the clock, and then having no timeouts, you got to get out of bounds, or you got to get it up and go.
Yeah,
and maybe you don't want to waste a down spike and get if you like. I don't know.
Fair
enough. I don't know, but there's so many scenarios to it. But yeah,
thank God, Young Wei Koo's good.
Because at that point, there's no choice. Send him out there.
All right.
If it was 65, send him out there.
Got to do it.
Yep, you got to send him out there.
Kick it hard.
Yeah. Hey, get all your oomph into it, and we'll live with the consequences.
So not the prettiest football game ever played, not the most exciting football game ever played until the end, and they won, and that's what matters most.